Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
A kind of baseball fan. We know watching every single Rangers game
is in the cards.
The free Odyssey app has live play-by-play, letting you listen to the
DFW Sports Station, 105.3, The Fan, KRLDFM and HD1, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. An Odyssey station. The following program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLDFM or Odyssey.
Hello, I'm Kevin Miller. Let me tell you about TexasLending.com.
We loan everywhere, man.
No,
we loan everywhere, man.
No.
That's because
What?
You said you could sing.
That was good.
That's blood-curdling. Kevin, you better stick to mortgage lending and let me do the singing.
We loan in Dallas, Fort Worth, Frisco, Flower Mound, Bedford, Burleson, Bartonville, Blue Mound, North Lake, South Lake, West Lake, Louisville, Gainesville, Glen Road, Bladewater, Colleyville, Poetry, Paradise, Plano, Red Oak, Rowlett, Rockwall, Roanoke, no joke.
We're TexasLending.com. We're a different kind of mortgage company. Call us at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or see us at 4100 Alpha Road, Dallas, 75244.
We loan in Grapevine, Greenville, Granbury, Grandview, Hillsboro, Whitesboro, Winsboro, Valley View, Coffin, Keldon, Corsicana, Kennedale, Cedar Hill, Spring Hill, Saginaw, Sunnyvale.
We're TexasLending.com.
We loan everywhere.
Call 972-387-4600, license 137-773, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, another weekend of beautiful, glorious mortgage talk. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com here to share with you all the things you've been waiting to hear all week. What kind of interest rates can you get on a mortgage for a purchase, for a refinance, for a home equity loan, for a line of credit, for an FHA loan, a VA loan? Maybe you don't have the income documentation. Maybe you just want to get some information for your buying, if you're buying a home sometime in the future. It's time to talk about your mortgage. Let's do it today on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. You can get in touch with me early and often at 972-387-4600. That's your text line, 972-387-4600. You can get in touch with me right now. Send your questions in if you're trying to buy a home this summer. Things are moving pretty fast right now. Rates have risen to their highest level in almost a year. They came up every day this week. And you know what? That hasn't stopped people from getting home loans done. We had our best lock week for mortgages probably all year just this week. So yesterday was our biggest day of the year. That means people are trying to get home loans done. You can get yours done right now or started just with an idea. And you don't have to start your mortgage application just yet, but you can text me. I can get you some ideas when you're trying to get that home loan done either today or next week or a year from now. Let's get those ideas going. If you're trying to get that purchase done and you don't know what to do, text me the following information. How much money do you make per year? Tell me your credit score. Tell me your down payment you'd like to put down. I'll give you about how much home you might be able to buy right now and what kind of payment you might be able to get done with your current income. That's 972-387-4600. Maybe you want to get cash out of your home. Don't know how much cash you can get, but you know what? You have bills stacking up. You got to get those rates lowered. Maybe it's a line of credit. Maybe it's a cash out refinance. Maybe you don't know the difference. I can share with you some ideas. 972-387-4600. Here's the information I need for that. What's your current rate on your home? What's your current credit score? What do you owe in your home? And what is the value of your home? So it's the value of your home and what do you owe, your current credit score, and your current interest rate. And I'll give you an idea about how much cash you might be able to get out of your home. There's a lot of things going on out there in the world that are affecting mortgage rates. I want to share with you how you can get the best deal on your home loan. We'll start with that today about what kind of things affect your interest rates the most when you're trying to get a home loan done, because not many people understand all the impacts that there are to home loans. But there are plenty of things. So get your questions in now, or you can get in touch with a loan officer at texaslending.com. I'm well caffeinated, ready to go. So get your questions in and we will get going to your questions right away. So we already have some that got in late last week, and I want to get to them right now so we can get your ideas flowing. Here's one right here. Are there any options to getting cash out of your mortgage without losing my existing rate? So we're talking about what things affect your current interest rate, and we're going to get to that after I get to this question here. But people have good rates that got refinanced back in 2020, 2021, when rates were at their all-time lows. Some people are sitting at 2%. Some people are sitting at 3%. Some people are sitting in between. Even if you're sitting at 3.5%, you know, your current rates right now came up this week, and the average interest rate's back over 7% if you're trying to get a 30-year mortgage right now. So your average rate in the country reported by the Mortgage Bankers Association is back over 7%. Okay, well, what about your current rate if you're sitting on a mortgage at 3.5% but you want to get cash out of your home? Some of you, depends on how much cash you're trying to get out. How long are you going to stay in the home? If you're going to stay there for 6 months and you need to get a couple $100,000 to get some things fixed up, get your debts paid off, get your credit scores improved, there's different impacts for you short-term and long-term. But if you want to keep that nice low interest rate, you might be looking at a home equity line of credit, a HELOC, home equity line of credit. Keeping your first lien in place, your first loan, a nice low rate, call it 3.5%. This person says they're currently 3%. Their home value is $541,000, and they owe $160,000. So they have a lot of equity. They can get a lot of equity out of this home, probably $270,000 in cash out of their home if they wanted to. They said their credit scores are over 800. So they have a great rate. They have a great credit score. They don't want to lose that 3% rate. Well, these lines of credit, you know, if you got a cash out refinance, your rate's going to be 7% plus or minus 0.5%, or, you know, maybe 1% plus or minus, depending on your current term of your loan. If you want to get a 30-year or 15-year, whether you're how much money you're going to borrow, these kind of things will impact your interest rates. But this person with a $541,000 home value and they owe $160,000, maybe they want to get a couple $100,000 out of their house. A home equity line of credit, everyone just in your mind, think somewhere around 10%. Somewhere around 10%. That's where you're going to find a line of credit where you can get a cash out refinance. You know, some of you might be able to get a 15-year cash out refinance if you're only borrowing 60% of the value of your house. If your loan's around $300,000 in a cash out refinance, you might be able to get a 15-year somewhere in the upper sixes, somewhere in that ballpark, potentially, depending on what, how you set up your closing costs and everything. These lines of credit are up around 10%, so there's a differential there. High sixes for a cash out refinance for a 15-year with a nice big loan size and great credit score and low loan to value. All these things are going to impact your interest rates. So I mentioned a few minutes ago, we're going to talk about what things impact your interest rates. What are the biggest factors that impact your interest rate on a mortgage? Because you and your neighbor could have the same loan size. You can both get a $400,000 mortgage on a purchase. Or maybe you're just both getting a $400,000 mortgage. One's getting a cash out, one's getting a purchase. You can have completely different interest rates. What are the biggest factors in that? Some of you may think credit score. Yes, credit score is one of the things that impacts your interest rate. How do mortgage companies, how does the industry look at your credit score? It used to be, until recently, that a 740 credit score was the highest credit score. Anything above, what I mean is the highest credit score used to determine your best interest rates. If you had a 750, a 760, a 780, an 800 credit score, didn't matter. Anything above 740, your rate was going to be the same. Well, now they've moved it up to 780. So you could have a 780 credit score versus a 740 score, and some of you, a 780 score is going to have a better interest rate than a 740 score. Every 20 points that your credit score drops could have an impact on your interest rate. How much impact on your interest rate? Well, if you have a 780 score, let's say the rate was at, let's say the rates were 7% in that scenario. And this is not quoting anyone an interest rate. I'm just giving some details about how much a credit score can impact interest rate. If you had a 780 or 800 credit score and your rate was 7, what would happen if your score went down to 760 or 740 or 700? I would say by the time you get down to a 680 credit score, your rate could be a 0.5% higher for some scenarios. So instead of 7%, you could be at 7.5% with a 680 score versus a 780 score. So it could be that much. It could be even more. If you're trying to get a different loan product done, like a cash out refinance going from a 780 to a 680, that could impact your rate by up to 1%. So instead of looking at, and it, let's go from 780 down to 640. Yes, you could see a 1% differential in interest rate between a 780 and a 640 credit score on a cash out refinance. Different loan products will have different impacts. Let's talk about this. An FHA loan at 780 credit score. Why would someone want to get an FHA loan with a 780 credit score? Maybe they had a bankruptcy in their recent past. Maybe they had a foreclosure in their recent past that qualifies them for FHA but not for conventional. But their credit scores have rebounded, but the timing between the bankruptcy or the foreclosure is such that the FHA is a better deal. Maybe the mortgage insurance is better on FHA. All these things happen. But let's say this. If your credit score is 780 on an FHA loan versus 680 on an FHA loan, you might not see any difference in the interest rate. You might be looking at rates somewhere in the mid-sixes for a nice 30-year FHA loan versus a conventional loan that might be at 7%. So it's not just the credit scores that impact your interest rate. It's the loan program. And on FHA loans, you might find better rates right now with the same credit score than you do on a conventional loan with better mortgage insurance. So we said credit score can impact your interest rate. Loan product, cash out versus home purchase. FHA versus conventional. VA versus FHA. You and your neighbor might both have a $400,000 loan. One of you might be at 6.5 on an FHA loan with different mortgage insurance than a conventional loan that might be sitting at 7% because you just got a different loan program. These things move around. FHA is not always the best interest rate. FHA is not always the best mortgage insurance. It just happens to be that way right now with current government edicts, I guess, things that the administration wants to put out there, the Congress wants to put out there for different FHA, or HUD wants to put out there for different FHA loans and things, and conventional loans and VA loans. So different things impact your interest rate. Your loan size will impact your interest rate. If you're getting a $100,000 loan versus a $500,000 loan, in most cases, the $500,000 loan most likely will have a better interest rate than a $100,000 loan. Why would you get a better rate on a $500,000 loan versus a $100,000 loan? Well, a person with a $100,000 loan, you have to do five of those. You have to do five loans at $100,000 versus one loan at $500,000. A mortgage company, when they go to sell a $500,000 loan or service it, doesn't take as much overhead as servicing five $100,000 loans or selling 500, if they are going to sell their loan into the servicing market out there. You at home are going to see most cases that $500,000 loan have a better rate than a $100,000 loan. Let's talk about your situation. Text me at 972-387-4600. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. I'm going to share with you how you can get the best interest rate, the lowest payment on your mortgage. Sometimes we have to run some different numbers. Is it FHA? Is it a 70% loan or an 80% loan? Sometimes a bigger loan amount is going to get you a better rate. Sometimes a lower loan amount is going to get you a better rate. Why would a lower loan amount get you a better rate? Well, let's say you're in a current situation where you can look at a $400,000 loan or a $360,000 loan. One of those loans might be borrowing less versus the value of the house. Instead of borrowing 80% of the value of their house, you might be borrowing 70% of the value of your house. So let's call it $400,000 versus $350,000. On a $500,000 home value, if you're going to borrow $400,000, you're borrowing 80% of the value of the house. If you're borrowing $350,000, you're only borrowing 70%. So there's more equity, but you're in the same larger loan size there, $360,000 versus $400,000. You might see a better rate on the $360,000 loan than you would on the $400,000 loan. But if you took that loan all the way down to $100,000, even though you're borrowing less, yes, you might get a better rate in some scenarios because you're only borrowing 20% of the value of the house. And so that can have a beneficial impact on your rate. You're now lost out there. You don't know what rate you're going to get. There's all these things that impact it. We have to run it through a computer program. It's going to say all these different things will impact the quality of the loan, the risk impact of the loan. Text me your question at 972-387-4600. Text me now. I'll answer your question here on the show. And so I'll be happy to help you with your scenario. So get it going right now, and we will get to your questions. Okay, let's get on with the next one here. Next question we have, what are the current mortgage rates for a conventional loan? We talked earlier, said, well, is it a purchase, a cash out? Is it on a conventional loan, is it a 400, you're putting 20% down, 40% down, or 5% down? For example, some of you are trying to get a home loan done for the first time. You're a first-time home buyer. You might get a 3% down conventional loan. Some of you are going to put 40% down. What is the difference in the interest rate on a 3% down loan versus a 40% down loan? Where are the rates? What are the ranges? You're going to find the ranges of conventional rates right now somewhere between, for most of you, about 6.5% and 8%. That is a range that most of you are going to find your current rates on a conventional loan, somewhere between 6.5% and 8%. Can you get something better than 6.5%? Rates are moving up pretty quickly. They moved up pretty fast this week. The last couple days were pretty impactful. They really moved up. By the time you wake up on Monday, you're going to see reports of mortgage rates being back in the low sevens, like 7.25% for the average 30-year mortgage quoted rate, somewhere around there. This is not a quote for you. This is telling where the average rates are. You don't know what the credit score that they're quoting that on, how many points you're going to pay, whether you have to pay points at all. Just know that you're going to find most of your conventional rates right now with different APRs, because everyone's going to have a different APR, somewhere between 6.5% and 8%. Okay, so I got your wetting your whistle in terms of ideas. Hopefully you can whistle me your question at 972-387-4600. Get your text question in now, 972-387-4600. That's the text line here at TexasLending.com. It's also the number to call a loan officer at TexasLending.com. They're ready to take your call this morning, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Going to come back and start answering more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show and 105.3 The Fan.
Let me give you an average situation we see these days on a home equity loan in Texas. Many people have a home worth $400,000 and they only owe $100,000 in that home. But they have debts mounting. They're being pinched by inflation. You know what? A lot of people are coming to us for a cash out refinance. They're still leaving at least 40% equity in their home, leaving a lot of equity and lower debt payment. Go online to TexasLending.com right now.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas 77042, NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Friends, are you working way too hard for way too little? There's never been a better time to consider a career in IT. You can enjoy a recession-resistant career in a rewarding field with plenty of growth opportunities and often flexible work environments. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You can start your new career in months, not years. Take classes online or on campus, and financial aid is available to qualified students students, including the GI Bill. Now is the time at mycomputercareer.edu.
Accidents involving 18-wheelers can be devastating. I'm Nate Newton, and if you've been hurt by an 18-wheeler, you know how life-changing it can be. That's why you need my attorneys at J. Alexander Law, offering you the chain of protection. Yo, Josh, let them know.
You know, that's right, Nate. The protection starts from the jump as soon as you call our office. Between our investigators and our experienced trial lawyers, we have the resources to help those hurt in a big truck wreck. For a free consultation, call J. Alexander Law 24-7, 1-888-88-INJURED.
It's time for the biggest sale of the year. CarToys 36th Annual Tent Sale. Get half off Apple CarPlay decks, just $99. Amps from Alpine Kicker JL Audio, only $79. Speakers starting at $25. Save up to 70% on brands like Alpine, Infiniti, and Focal. Almost everything is on sale at all locations. Don't miss CarToys 36th Annual Tent Sale.
CarToys, a better way to go.
Can't beat the final boss? Been there. Gaming is fun and all, but in real life, there's one mission you'll never lose. Saving lives by donating blood with Carter Blood Care. In just 1 hour, you can save up to 3 lives. Patients in your community. Now that's a real win. Level up your life. Donate blood with Carter Blood Care. Find a donation location near you at carterbloodcare.org.
Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller here sharing with you all the things you want to know about your mortgage and some of the things you didn't want to know about your mortgage. Taking your questions at 972-387-4600. I think we've been doing this show here on The Fan for, gosh, it's got to be going on 9 years or so, 8 or 9 years. I can't remember how long we've been here. Been doing it for quite a while. Happy to be with you and happy to share with you your best options for saving money on your house. Make sure you go to TexasLending.com today. Okay, this is a question just came in. We put earnest money down on a house back in February. The purchase price is of $692,000. And so, okay, so that's their purchase price. They've been working with the home builder's financial company, but nothing is finalized because it's not going to close till the end of August. That's what they're expecting. So the completion date is late August. We're here at the beginning of July. We currently own our house we're living in, and it's, okay, so they currently are living in a house, and they're buying a new home. Their credit scores are 800. They want to put down 25 to 35% down. I think they need to get that settled pretty quickly here. The more equity you have there, the better your rate's going to be. If you have the discretionary income and savings to put the 35% down, you're going to get a better rate with that 35% down than you are with 25% down in most cases, at your current situation anyway. And again, is, you know, but also you have to weigh it whether you're putting more down makes your loan amount smaller, and that can, we talked earlier, your smaller loan amounts in some cases can have a higher rate if it gets too small. But I think in your scenario, you should be pretty good with that 35% down, getting a great rate. Says their combined income is $130,000 to $150,000 a year. That's their take-home income. So after say they probably make $2.5 million, and after taxes, they bring home $150,000. Just kidding. We live in a great state here, and we don't have that state income tax. But anyway, they have $150,000 yearly take-home income. Sounds like they're going to qualify for this loan. When should they lock in? That's the question. Okay, we talked earlier about what things impact your interest rate. Right. And I said that your credit scores can impact them, your loan size, the amount of money you put down, also your lock term. Some of you might want a 15-day lock term. Some of you want a 30-day lock term. Some of you might do a 45-day. And it usually goes by 15 days. These things can move all over the place. Sometimes there's 50 days and 60 days and 70 days. The most typical lock terms are under 90 days. Just know, the longer your term for lock, if it's 90 days, you're going to pay a higher rate than if you do a 30-day lock. Most of you are going to get your best rate between a 30 and 40, when I say your best rate, most locks in the industry are between 30 and 45 days. Once you push that out to 60 days, your rate might bump up an eighth of a percent. So instead of paying 7%, you might be at 7 1/8. I'm not quoting you a rate. I'm just saying that's the differential between a 30 and call it a 60-day lock. This person wants to know when they should lock. We've seen rates rise this past week. They've risen by about a half percent here in the last month. Your mortgage rates have. And so when should you lock? You're about 45 days out from closing. You should be able to get a rate between a 30 and 45-day lock. You should be able to find that rate in a similar area. Again, you're going to find your best. But if you wait another day, it could be a quarter percent higher. Your rates could be a half percent higher in a week from now. We don't know. And so you're in that sweet period here sometime in the next couple of weeks here, getting that 30 to 45-day lock done. That's when most mortgage companies are going to lock it. I suggest that's when you should lock it. I suggest that with your 35% down, you might get the best interest rate on this thing. But I also want you to be able to keep some cash in your bank account because you want to have some equity in case things don't go right in your life, and you want to be able to afford that mortgage payment in case there's a job loss or a medical issue or something else crazy goes on. So make sure you call TexasLending.com, get a good quote there. If you're dealing with the builder's mortgage company, you can always check with another mortgage company. I don't know what kind of deal they're giving you at the builder's mortgage company, but you can always check TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. That's our text line. Start it right now. Next question. What is the average cost to refinance your mortgage? Now, there's out-of-pocket cost, and there's closing cost. So this is a different question, different person here. What is the average cost to refinance your mortgage? And I'm going to say there's not an average. It's going to be loan size dependent. It's going to be product specific. If you're getting an FHA loan, for example, you might not have any closing cost. If you're refinancing an FHA loan, if you're doing a VA loan, you might not have any cost on a VA refinance. If you're doing an FHA streamline, you might not have an appraisal cost. As long as your new loan amount is no higher than your original loan amount. If your new loan amount is no higher than your original loan amount on an FHA streamline, you might not even need to have an appraisal. On a conventional loan, out of pocket, typically prior to closing, you're going to pay for an appraisal. How much are appraisals these days? Thank God for our appraisers out there. They've worked their tail off, especially during COVID. It was a crazy time. But you know, they're driving around out there in the heat, and they're going to charge you probably somewhere between Your appraisal cost is going to be somewhere between $500 and $700. Seems like a lot of money. Some of you might save that much money every month. And so that's what you're going to pay for an appraisal out of pocket is typically between $500 and $700. That's typical. It could be higher if you have a big jumbo loan or they have to drive 2 hours out to see your house because you live out in the outskirts. Different loan products will also have different amounts. For example, you might have a different price in a VA appraisal versus a conventional. All right. So that's your out-of-pocket typically is your appraisal. I said FHA streamlines, you may not have one if your new loan amount's lower than your original. Your loan size specific costs include your title insurance. Title insurance is loan size specific. It's also closing costs will be different between when you got your last loan and when your new loan is being done. Why? If your new loan is being done in Texas and it's within, let's call it a 7-year period from your original loan, you might get a discount on your title insurance. You don't have to look as far back to insure the title. If it's only been a couple years, you're going to get a discount on your title insurance if you're refinancing versus someone that's refinancing from 10 years ago. They're not going to get the discount on the title insurance. So I would say I'm going to give you an average loan amount of $350,000. And just call that the average loan amount. On an average loan amount of $350,000, you might be looking at $5,000 of closing cost. Give or take, it might be $1,000 more. Depends on whether your mortgage lender is going to charge you $1,000 in fees or $2,000 in fees. Whether you're going to pay an origination fee. Whether you're getting a cash out refinance. Cash out refinance is going to have some higher endorsement fees from the title insurance due to legal requirements. So title on cash out refinance might be higher than title on a non-cash out refinance. figure about $5,000. That's just in title fees, appraisal, lender fees. That's a give or take. Figure $4,000 to $7,500. Now, these closing costs typically get financed in the refinance. They get rolled into the refinance, typically. What if you don't want to pay those closing costs? You can pay a higher rate, and the higher rate can pay for those closing costs, so you're not going to roll in $5,000 in closing costs. There's also taxes and insurance you might have to roll in. New taxes and new insurance escrows that you might have to roll into your new refinance. However, you can look at a range of rates. All of you need to think about this. You're all going to qualify for a range of rates. There is no one rate for you. For all of you, let's say the average rate out there being quoted in the industry for a purchase is 7.25. Let's say that is what the number was. This is not a rate quote. If the average rate was 7.25, if you paid some higher closing costs and some points, you might be able to get that to 6.75. Maybe you didn't want to pay the closing costs. Maybe you wanted to roll them in. You might be looking somewhere around 7.75 or 8%. It's very hard to roll a lot of closing costs in right now because the industry's margins, the margins in the industry are very low. Servicers don't want to pay money. Fannie Mae doesn't want to pay a lot of money for rates at 8% because they might get refinanced a year and a half from now, 6% or so, 5.5%. We don't know when the rates are going to go down. They may never go down. They could keep going up. They could be at 10% a year from now. We don't know. But servicers don't want to pay a bunch of money for an 8% loan that might get refinanced in a year and a half. So that keeps the margins in the industry low. That means Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they don't want to pay a lot of money to buy an 8% interest rate that might get refinanced. That keeps margins low. That keeps mortgage companies from being able to pay your closing cost out of the rate. So all these things, very impactful for you. I hope I'm speaking in layman's terms for you. Hopefully I'm explaining it in a way that we can all understand it. Send me your question, though, if you want to have something explained in detail or just get some general ideas. We're here to just share information, low stress information here, getting you some good philosophy when it comes time for getting you on the path to getting that mortgage. 972-387-4600. That's my text line. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Been here in DFW doing mortgages for 25 years. Sharing with you the ideas to save you money on your home loan. We're going to come back for more and answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
With your debts rising and your debt payments rising, now is a great time to call TexasLending.com for a cash-out refinance. At TexasLending.com, we can help you with Texas cash-out refinance experts save money on your monthly debts by lowering the interest rates you're currently paying on your other debts to a low-interest rate mortgage. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply. TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas 77042. NMLS number 2297. Equal housing lender.
It's our Make This the Summer sales event at Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Plano and Louisville. And a great time to save really big on new Huffines Chryslers, Jeeps, Dodges, and Rams. And buy with confidence knowing both locations are 2022 J.D. Power Dealers of Excellence. And Huffines is the Consumer's Choice Auto Group of the Year for the 15th consecutive year. For more, please visit Huffines.net.
There are things in life you just don't do. You don't buy sushi from a gas station, you don't walk behind a cow when its tail is up, and you don't buy your office furniture from a department store. There's a lot of truth in the saying, jack of all trades, master of none, and that is why Dallas Desk is so amazing. For the past 36 years, their sole focus has been on creating office workspaces, and nobody does it better. The Stein family and their team are office furniture specialists. They're up to date on the latest office design trends like electric stand-up desks, raised monitors, and isolation solutions retrofitted to your office. They can supercharge your workspace. They know every office is unique, every budget is different, so they provide new and gently used office furniture solutions. From formal to rustic, they have it all. Find them online at DallasDesk.com and visit the Stein family and their awesome staff on Midway Road in Addison. Tell Dallas Desk what you do and they'll do the rest.
According to the National Highway Traffic Administration, a car or truck accident occurs every minute of the day. The Law Office of Bailey and Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, has been representing injured clients for over 40 years. We can help you get medical treatment with no upfront cost to you. Accidents happen, but when the wrongful actions of another person causes you harm, you have a right to seek full and fair compensation. You deserve aggressive, experienced, board-certified personal injury attorneys. Bailey and Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, has offices throughout Dallas-Fort Worth and across the state for your convenience. Call Bailey and Gallion at 800-LAW-OFFICE. That's 800-LAW-OFFICE, or visit our website at thetexasattorney.com. Let Bailey and Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, solve your legal puzzle. If you've been injured in an accident, call 800-LAW-OFFICE. 800-LAW-OFFICE, or thetexasattorney.com. thetexasattorney.com.
Ciao, this is Max with Italy, celebrating DFW Restaurant Week on Tuesday, August 1st, with a unique tasting party featuring San Pellegrino sodas and waters, Peroni beers, regional Italian wines, and refreshing spritzes, as well as classic Italian tasting. Details and tickets at dfwrestaurantweek.com.
Hi, I'm Colby, owner of Colbert Garage Door, and proud partners of the Texas Rangers. Call us today for your free estimate at 469-909-0956 or visit us at ColbertGarageDoor.com.
All right, we're back in the TexasSunday.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here of TexasSunday.com. Every Saturday, helping you get your answers to your questions for that home purchase, refinance, home equity loan. Maybe you want a VA or an FHA loan. Let me get you some ideas. It's that low stress period before you have to start really talking to a loan officer and get it going. All right, next question. Hey, if you want to get your question in, it's 972-387-4600. You can also call a loan officer there today before this next week starts. Hey, how about before school gets going in a month and a half? Get your mortgage going today and get that loan locked in. There's crazy things going on out there right now. Mortgage rates have risen about 0.5% the last month. So you might be, if you got that loan started in February and you thought you're getting a 6.5% rate or 6% rate, maybe you're up around 7 or in the low 7s now. Depends on your situation. Okay, here's the next question. I've been approved for a conventional loan. Currently looking for my first home. Also had the idea of just building a house. Would it be best to start with a land loan if I'm going to build a home and then try to get a loan to start building? How could I go about that? Is it best to start with a pre-built home? Well, it depends on how much you hate yourself and how much of a do-it-yourselfer you are. There's different levels of headaches that come along with different kinds of activities, like getting a land loan and then getting a construction loan and finding a contractor and then dealing with the contractor versus maybe you go to a builder that's built a spec home. And you can go out there and look at their house and say, yeah, this is the paint and the carpet I want. Throw it in there and I'm ready to go. You can do it from the beginning. You can go into a spec home that's halfway built already, or you can start from scratch, or you can just build it yourself. All come with different levels of complexity. I'm the guy that wants the home half built or say, here's the home I want. Go build it for me rather than me trying to get the land loan and do all these other things. You're going to have different rates on the land loan. And then a different rate on the conventional construction loan. And then if it's all done, you refinance them into one loan called a construction to permanent refinance. That's if you're going to buy the land, they're going to construction loan, and then refinance it into a construction to permanent refinance. That's more complex. You're going to generally see higher rates for all three, the land loan, and then the construction loan. And then depending on how long it takes to construct that loan or that property, you might see a higher rate in the end. Some people call them one-time close. A one-time close loan buys the land, does the construction, and the final loan all in one. That typically comes with higher upfront cost to lock that rate in for that land purchase, the construction, and the final loan all into one. It typically comes with some higher upfront cost and higher rates altogether for a one-time close versus three different rates. If you want to go to get a loan from a builder that's already halfway built, you're looking at a shorter period of time typically to get that done. It's your preference. And if you're married and you want to get divorced, go buy the land, get a construction loan, get a contractor, and then you can just give the other person half the money. And so, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of complexities to there and so many decisions that have to be made that typically it can stress relationships. And if you're not a person that has all that do-it-yourself attitude and you get it done and you know how to get all the things done, then it can, again, put a lot of stress on relationships. Okay. Let's get to the next question here. If you want to get your question, it's 972-387-4600. I want to get to all your questions today. 972-387-4600 to TexasLending.com. And before we do that, I'm just going to share with you, we are in the travel mode this time of year, at least the Millers are. The Millers are on the golf journey. My son's been golfing in tournaments since he's five, and all the favorite families here in Dallas, Fort Worth, and around the country, and even around the world that come to see us at some of the tournaments we go to. If you're a golf fan, and this is the fan, so we can talk about sports a little bit, we've been we're going to Torrey Pines tomorrow to play the IMG Junior World Championship this week. It's a three-day tournament between Tuesday and Thursday. So that's at Torrey Pines where they play the U.S. Open and the Farmers Insurance Open. And I can't remember if it's the State Farm or the Farmers Insurance out there in January. We were just recently at Bethpage Black last week for a big match play tournament, national, international match play tournament at Bethpage Black in Long Island, New York. That was our first time there. Beautiful course. Loved it there. That's what we're up to. So we're traveling all around. And then later this month, we get to go to the U.S. Junior Amateur Championship, which my son qualified for. So it's our fun time of year for traveling. That's what we're doing. If I am not here on a weekend, and then typically that's where we are. We're out traveling around. Give you a little bit of idea of what we're up to. But in your mind, you want to know what's good for you. Maybe you're traveling, and maybe you have travels coming up. Get your mortgage application going now at 972-387-4600 or go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Let's get to this next question here. This is a lot of you. Well, maybe not all of you. Maybe not a lot of you. I'm getting deeper into the question here visually, and it says they own their current home. It's valued around $490,000. They own 58 acres, so not everyone owns 58 acres of raw land in Oklahoma. So they have this land in Oklahoma. They have no debt of any kind, so they own the land. They own the current home. They're going to start building in Oklahoma so they can retire in 3+ years. The construction costs are going to be $700,000. Just for everyone's knowledge, the conventional loan limit goes up to $726,000 and a couple pennies. $726,000 is the jumbo loan limit. So their construction costs are going to be $700,000. They want to know my thoughts on funding construction via loan and cash versus pulling cash out of non-qualified investments. Will sell current home to pay off loan and replenish investments. In the end, they won't have any debt. My thoughts on funding the construction via loan and cash versus pulling money out of investments. I don't know your situation with your investments. I'm sure you have a financial planner. Sometimes easier just to get the loan done than pulling cash out and doing this all yourself. If you're going to sell your house and pay it off all later than a short-term loan, depending on what the rate is, whether you can swallow the current rates that are out there for the construction loan and these kind of things, that's going to have a big impact in your decision. So factoring in the amount of pain of pulling money out of your investments and then putting it back in, talk to your financial planner about that, whether you're getting good returns on your money right now. What you expect to be happening in your current investments, you can make all those decisions, but you can always get that construction loan done. If you already own the land, you might want to go get that. You can always get that one-time loan done if you already own the land. Typically, you're going to get a good rate from a bank that's in that area. They need to reinvest in their communities. You can get a good construction loan in that department if that's something you're looking to do. Good luck with that. And always check with TexasLending.com at 972-387-4600 when you're trying to get your rates quoted. Find a good option for you with a person you can trust. Okay, next. What's the okay? They asked earlier, what's the average cost to refinance your mortgage? We answered that question. Here's the next. Can you roll in the closing cost into the loan, or is it all out of pocket? We talked about that too. You can typically roll it in if you have equity. If you have the equity needed to roll in the closing cost, you can typically do that. The one thing you're going to see out of pocket in most cases is your appraisal. In most cases, your out of pocket cost for the appraisal is going to be paid up front. The rest is typically, if you have equity, most people roll in their closing cost into either the mortgage, or they have a higher rate to pay for those closing costs so they don't have to roll the closing cost into the mortgage. It's just absorbed by a higher rate. So these are your options when it's time to get that refinance. And also, that cash out refinance is an option for many of you. You're looking at 20% interest rates in your credit card. Some of you, 25%. Maybe you get a cash out refinance at a fraction of that to lower your interest rates and your debt payments. The cash out refinance from TexasLending.com. We are experts at that. Call us today. We'll be able to help you with that. Next, is your loan, if your loan was in foreclosure during the pandemic and was modified when it came out of forbearance, can it be refied? It's going to depend on how long it's been. If it was in forbearance because of, it depends. Some of you, during the pandemic, they made rules, they being them, they made rules. And they said, hey, you can go into forbearance on your mortgage for 12 months. Well, some of you didn't know that. If you did that, it was going to impact your credit. It was going to impact your ability to refinance. Some of you couldn't refinance because you were in forbearance. Some of you just went into it because they said it was okay to do it. You went 12 months without a payment, didn't realize the impacts it was going to have on your ability to refinance. Most of you, once you're out of that forbearance, if you didn't get behind in your mortgage, a lot of you, once you've reestablished your payments, you can refinance that mortgage. If you got behind in your mortgage a month, two, three, and that showed up in your credit as being 90 days behind, typically, most of you, once you're 90 days behind, the industry looks at a 90-day late as a really bad thing. That's going to impact your credit scores a lot. Once you get that far behind, some mortgage companies will even consider a 90-day or more as a foreclosure, even though it wasn't foreclosed. But if you've recaught it up, if you never did foreclose, if you're now removed from that, depending on what kind of loan you're looking for, it's going to be different whether you're getting an FHA refinance or conventional refinance. Much easier to refinance on an FHA loan after forbearance if you caught your mortgage back up than it is if you're getting a conventional loan. So I don't know your full situation or your credit score. You need to call one of our loan officers. We got to look at your credit score. We got to look at how long it's been since the forbearance and the modification, how many payments you've made on time, and what's the impact on your credit score. We'll take a look and see how it's being reported on your credit report, because I don't know your full situation, but we need to take a look at it. It is possible to get that thing refinanced easier to do on an FHA loan or on a VA loan than it would be on conventional. The time period between the forbearance or slash modification slash delinquency, the time between the delinquency and the on-time payments has to be much less on an FHA loan than it is on a conventional loan. So just figure 7 years on your conventional loan, figure 4 years on your FHA loan. Typically 3 years, 3 years after the foreclosure on your FHA loan. So make sure you call TexasLending.com. Take a look at it for you, see what the options are. 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. We're going to take a break. Keep your questions coming in. We just got another one. Get your question in now. I'll answer it after the break at 972-387-4600 on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Bella North Texans, Shane again with Mullen & Mullen. My family's celebrating 40 years serving injured North Texans. If you've been injured in an accident, call 214-INJURED, MullenAndMullen.com. Being local matters. North Texas always been our backyard. Call 214-INJURED, MullenAndMullen.com.
This is Sean Treif, and if you're an experienced top-notch electrician, but you're not with a top-notch company or making top-notch pay, consider joining the growing team of electricians at Mr. Electric. They're family-owned, provide a fun family environment, and their main mission is providing a great atmosphere for their team with work-life balance.
balance. Mr. Electric's compensation is some of the best in DFW, if not the best, and includes 401k match, employer-paid health and life insurance, vision and dental. If you're interested, call my Tolo buddy Robbie at 817-585-2997, 817-585-2997.
The MLB app. Your team, your players, your home for live streaming baseball.
And what a way to start!
Customize your home feed with your favorite team. Get personalized stats, highlights, stories, breaking news, and follow your team on game day. 3D replays and live streams add a new dimension to the game. Plus, free live streaming programming every day.
It's out of here.
The MLB app. Make it your home for all things baseball. Download for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Many people are sitting on a nice 2.5% interest rate in their mortgage, and things are good. But other people have debts. And if you're one of those people with debts, call TexasLending.com for a home equity cash out refinance. It might benefit you. Call for a free quote at TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, or go online today, TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042. NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Texas, the Mega Millions jackpot is over $800 million. And you can now buy official Texas lottery tickets right from your phone with jackpot.com. Go to jackpot.com, choose your lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get your winnings instantly. Plus, get a free ticket with your first play. Get in on the action. Go to jackpot.com and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Go to jackpot.com. That's jackpot.com. Jackpot.
Paid for by jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you hear Diamonds Direct, it's not just a catchy name designed to give the illusion of value. Our name is who we really are. Diamonds Direct was started by diamond cutters a quarter of a century ago. At our very core is a commitment to cut out the middleman and deliver extreme value in exquisite diamonds. Today, that's more true than ever with our direct access to diamonds straight from the mines. Diamonds that we then cut and polish. Exquisite diamonds up to 15 and 20 carats in all shapes and sizes. It's an advantage other jewelers only dream of. By overseeing the entire process, we know for a fact Diamonds Direct is truly direct. So this year, as value becomes more important than ever, rest assured that Diamonds Direct's unique status in the world diamond market guarantees you the best no middleman direct importer price, period. And even with this extreme value promise, at Diamonds Direct you still get an unbeatable selection, transparent education, a luxurious shopping experience, superior customer service, no compromises. It's not having a cool name or clever advertising. It's the truth. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I'm Jeff Stewart with Reliant Air Conditioning. Before selecting an AC company, please take 10 minutes to go read Google reviews. There's an epidemic of salesmen disguised as technicians trying to con people into buying new systems. The reviews are all the same. The tech comes out, disappears for 10 minutes, then says you need a whole new system for 15 grand. Those lucky enough to get a second opinion often report there was nothing wrong with their system in the first place. At Reliant Air Conditioning, our techs don't work on commission and they don't sell new systems. While we're certainly not perfect, I personally get involved with every negative review to make sure we make it right. So choose two other companies first, read their reviews, and then read ours, and you'll see how we've been gimmick-free since 83. Right now, you can combine factory and utility rebates to save over $5,000 on a brand new system. Our number's 877-YOUR-HERO or ReliantAirConditioning.com.
Reliant Air Conditioning, call 877-YOUR-HERO.
Back in the TexasLending.com Motor Show, Kevin Miller here for another few minutes before you get your day started. Hopefully you got your coffee going or your mojito or whatever it is that you're looking for on a Saturday morning here in DFW. Okay, your questions, 972-387-4600. You can get them in now. I want to answer your questions for you. You can call a loan officer and start talking now and figure out what you want to do for your home loan at 972-387-4600. This person asked a question a couple months ago. And they come back with another one today. Their first question was, would I be considered a new home buyer if I've paid off my home and want to buy another home? Even if you've paid off your current home and you're living in your home, as long as you're on title to a mortgage in Texas, if you're on title to a, well, if you're on title to any home in the last 3 years, you will not be considered a first-time home buyer. Well, the question was, would I be considered a new home buyer? Yes, if you're going to buy another home, you're a new home buyer. But you're a first-time home buyer if you have not been on title to a mortgage or to a home. If you have not been on title to a home in the last 3 years, then you may be considered a first-time home buyer if you have not been on title to a mortgage. Next question they had is, why is it that new construction home builders offer better rates than outside lending? I was driving by a new construction area, and they have pretty good rates. Well, if you're driving by a construction area and they quoted you a rate, typically it's a teaser rate. And by the time that home is constructed or completed, the rates can be higher. Now, there's a lot to this. And home builders work their butts off, and they have a lot of things to think about. And during the pandemic, their cost of construction went up big time, and they had, some of them were losing money because by the time they were done building the home, the costs were higher than when they originally quoted. But they typically have captive mortgage companies, and that captivates you. It keeps you captive. I would say in most cases, you can get a better rate depending on what kind of mortgage company you're talking to. Typically, a direct-to-consumer lender. What's a direct-to-consumer lender? TexasLending.com is a direct-to-consumer lender. What does that mean? We are not owned by a builder. We are not owned by a real estate agent. We do not have individual branches that are out there doing things differently than a direct-to-consumer lender. A direct-to-consumer lender, we market to you, the consumer. In a lot of cases, the direct-consumer lenders have better rates for you, in many cases, than a situation where they're not doing direct-to-consumer. They're primarily a company that calls on builders and realtors. I would say that's typical. And so, not always the case. Now, why would you find a better rate by going if you went to the builder? Well, the builder has a situation where they have something called the home that they are constructing. And they use that value of that home. Let's say you went to that builder and the home was $500,000. Here's what they say. Hey, if you go to another lender, we're going to charge you $520,000. If you use our lender, we're going to charge you $500,000 for the house. We're going to charge you $20,000 more if you use another mortgage company. That then makes it not fun to go to another mortgage company. That then allows their mortgage company to charge you whatever they want. Whatever they want. Because I'm not going to pay an extra $20,000 or even $10,000 more for the house because I want to go to my own lender and get my own good interest rate. They have a captive situation. And they have a contract that's written that says if you go somewhere else, you're going to pay more for the house. Or we're not going to pay for these upgrades in your house if you go somewhere else. And now there's been opportunities in Texas in the past for the legislature to pass these non-coercive tactics from builders. And you have to understand that the builders also have a lobby, and they got that thrown out. They said, we don't want that. We builders want to be able to use our own mortgage companies and offer the things we want to offer. And so this is a political thing. It's a political thing. And so I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm saying that that is the current way of the world. And you have to understand builders want it. They need to know that their loan is going to close. They have mortgage companies that they own in many cases, and they want to control that. They want to know who they're talking to. They want to deal with their own loan officers that they deal with. And so that offers them more, in some cases, that offers them comfort. Okay. And for some cases, it can be comfort for you. I'm giving both sides of the story here. The builders need comfort. It might offer comfort to you by going just to the builder's mortgage company. Would it be more competitive for the interest rate on your mortgage if it wasn't that way? Maybe, potentially, because some mortgage companies are going to have higher rates. But if you had the opportunity to shop that in a competitive situation where some builders don't have their own mortgage company, some builders are going to allow you to get your mortgage shopped. And in that case, you might get the best interest rate possible on your mortgage. And some mortgage companies at builders have great rates. And so all these things will come into play for you when it comes time to being out there and shopping for your mortgage. And so some builders are going to have a great deal. Some builders are not going to have such a great deal. You have to make sure you're looking around. And also it depends on when you lock your rate in. So there's good times, there's good opportunities, and it all depends on what you're looking for. Some of these builders have great loans, great houses. They really have their stuff together, and that's what you're going to want to do. A realtor can help you make that decision in many cases. And they can also tell you the builders are going to have the best deals, or mortgage companies are going to have the best deals. So do your shopping, do your communicating. Start with TexasLending.com. We'll get you pre-qualified, free pre-qualification. Go online and apply today. 972-387-4600. If you want to talk to a loan officer now, go online and apply today or this week. I got to get out of here, but we'll see you next week here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Let's talk about cash out refinancing. If your credit score is over 680, you're going to get a great rate. If your credit score is below 680, your rates are going to be a little bit higher. And you know what? There are still cash out refinance loans with credit scores below 620. Call TexasLending.com to find out what your options are. Find out your benefits. Go online today, TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042. NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Feeling the heat? Wait till you see your energy bills. The solution? Window Nation. Your home stays comfortable and cool, and your energy bills sink. Save thousands right now with no payments for 2 years, plus get two free windows with every two you buy. Call 866-90-NATION or visit them online at windownation.com.
If you turn it on and leave it on the fan, you know we're DFW's sports leader on insight and original content all day long. No need to go back and search for it. We send it to you.
Email.
Sign up for our fan newsletter today at 1053thefan.com.
Proudly presented by Bosch Power Tools.
Let me give you an average situation we see these days on a home equity loan in Texas. Many people have a home worth $400,000 and they only owe $100,000 in that home. But they have debts mounting. They're being pinched by inflation. You know,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.